This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Employment Minister Krishna Kumar Threshta insists on creation of jobs within country. Election Commission holding an all-party meeting to discuss various issues related to the election today. And U.S. Supreme Court blocks President Joe Biden's workplace vaccine mandate. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Krishna Kumar Threshta, has pleased to expand the employment program right from the local level. Taking part in a discussion program organized by the ministry at Pokhara today, the minister urged the three-tier government for effective cooperation to create jobs within the country. The minister was of the view of developing the culture of entrepreneurship and respecting the work culture, as he insisted the production of a skilled workforce was necessary to meet the demand of the market. He also spoke about the government policy of identifying practical hurdles in the domestic employment sector and promoting bodies concerned active in this field. He added, creation of jobs within the country was the main priority of the state, highlighting the need for a long-term strategy for jobs creation. The Election Commission is holding an all-party meeting to discuss various issues related to the election, including the forthcoming National Assembly election. According to Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel, the Commission has called an all-party meeting representing the Federal Parliament, Provincial Assembly and local level. Elections are being held for 19 members of the National Assembly on January 26th. The Commission has also started preparations for the local level elections to be held in April. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has started discussions with the stakeholders after medical colleges started charging high fees than the determined. Office bearers of the Medical Education Commission and Trivan University Institute of Medicine, Dean of Kathmandu University, Chief District Officers of Kathmandu Valley, Proprietor of Medical College Sunil Sharma, students and guardians are participating in the meeting held on the chairmanship of Education Minister Debendra Paudel at Singha Darbar. The Education Minister has been warning of action against the medical colleges charging high fees. Maghe Sankranti Fair has commenced at the confluence of the Kali Gandaki and Narayani River at the sacred pilgrimage site Devghat by erecting a ceremonial bamboo pole. However, this year devotees have been barred from attending the fair over COVID-19 risk. According to Chief District Officer Asman Tamang, only elderly people and residents of Devghat have been allowed to participate in the fair. Maghe Sankranti is observed on the first day of the month of Magh in the Nepali calendar, which marks an end to winter season and the commencement of the spring season. Likewise, the festival marks the transition of the sun into the Capricorn zodiacal sign known as Makar, welcoming longer days. Similarly, the Bihari rural municipality in Parbat district has ordered to cancel this year's Maghe Sankranti fair at Seti Beni on the bank of Kali Gandaki River. Generally, the site that was the world's largest Saligram Sila witnesses a huge gathering of people every year on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti fair. Rural municipality chairman Kamal Bhusal said following the federal government's order to restrict the gathering of more than 25 people owing to the rising cases of the coronavirus, the local level issued an order to the organizer for fear of coronavirus infection. The holy site is the bordering area of Parbat, Siangja and Gulmi district, and devotees from at home and abroad throng the site on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast some parts of the country's hilly region are likely to witness rain today due to the impact of westerly wind. The department stated that the weather will be partly cloudy in the province one, Province 2 and Sudhra Pashim Province, and while the rest of the country will remain mainly fair. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the province number 1 today. Likewise, the department has asked one and all for the precaution against the cold, adding that the mercury could go further down in the coming 24 hours. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 4.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 16.5 degrees Celsius. Currently, the Western low pressure system has a general effect in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Joe Biden's rule requiring workers at large companies to be vaccinated or masked and tested weekly. The justices at the nation's highest court said that the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. Separately, they ruled that a more limited vaccine mandate could stand for staff at government-funded healthcare facilities. The administration said the mandates would help fight the pandemic. President Joe Biden, whose approval rating has been sagging, expressed disappointment with the decision to block common life-saving requirements for employees. Former President Donald Trump cheered the court's decision and said vaccine mandates would have further destroyed the economy. Tens of thousands of Hindu pilgrims have gathered in the northern Indian city of Prayagraj or Allahabad for a festival amid a massive surge in COVID-19 infections. Devotees believe that the bathing in the river Ganga during the Makar Sankranti festival would cleanse their sins. A similar gathering had contributed to India's deadly second wave last year. But the authorities in Uttar Pradesh state, where Prayagraj is located, have refused to ban this year's event. A large tent city has sprung up on the riverbank in the past few days to house pilgrims, and authorities say more than 5,000 policemen are being deployed to manage the crowds. Buckingham Palace has said the Duke of York's military titles and royal patronage has been returned to the Queen. A royal source said 61-year-old Prince Andrew will also stop using the style of His Royal Highness in an official capacity. It comes as he faces a U.S. civil action over sexual assault allegations, claims as he consistently denied. All Prince Andrew's role have been returned to the Queen with immediate effect and will be redistributed to other members of the royal family. Like Harry and Meghan, Prince Andrew retains his title as His Royal Highness but will not use it at any official capacity. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Employment Minister Krishna Kumar Shrestha insists on creation of jobs within country. Election Commission holding an all-party meeting to discuss various issues related to the election today. And U.S. Supreme Court blocks President Joe Biden's workplace vaccine mandate. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.